Hey, Ben, this is Paul. So I may have been incredibly wrong about the man name, and I think it's a man also. I said that it was a woman. I think that the person's name is Dong Dong, not Dang Dong. I think that we could still run the episode if you just put this disclaimer on the front of it, that there is a gold medalist who is a trampoline gold medalist who's a man whose name is Dong Dong, but the episode name is Dang Dong. Based on the fact that I horribly mutilated that story about Dong Dong, the trampolinist. I apologize to everyone for any confusion that might have caused. And I love the world. Thanks, Ben. Bye.
Paul Goody.
Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Paul Goody.
London 2012.
Hey, can you hear me? Ben?
Oh.
Ben, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I had my headphones turned off for whatever reason. Because I'm brilliant.
Well, hey, as long as you know what's going on,
sometimes
I'll deal with it the best I can.
Sometimes I pretend to know what's going on. Hey, what's going on?
So did you get any of the messaging that I have sent you about things? There's one specific thing.
The one thing you tweeted at me about how a band is Soul Coughing before Soul Coughing, but I'd never heard of that band.
Yes. Okay. So this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
Fire Walk With Me is a movie by David Lynch. Are you familiar with it at all?
I have never seen it, but I do know that it is the Twin Peaks movie.
Yes.
Which we established last week, I have not seen.
There was a guy named Angelo, and I want to say his name is pronounced Balladament. See, I knew it, and now I'm saying it wrong. Angelo,
you thought
I'm
about
so
it.
I'm so sorry.
You thought about it too much.
Badalamente, I think it's per... Badalamente. I think. I've never heard it said out loud, actually. Badalamenti.
All right.
Badalamenti.
Anyway, Angelo B.
Angelo Badalamenti is the guy who did the music for Twin Peaks, and he is awesome.
Okay.
He is super. He is great. And what he has done, right?
Yeah.
For Twin Peaks, the TV, I mean, not the TV, the standalone movie, Fire Walk With Me, is he recorded a song with lyrics by David Lynch, I believe.
Okay.
Called A Real Indication. Now, are you by a computer that has audio capability?
I am.
I want you to go and pull up my tweet to you.
Ugh.
And I want you to play just some of the song.
Hang on, I gotta log into Twitter here.
Now, you don't have to play it for the people. You know.
Well, see.
In fact, there might be rules for against
well,
that.
Here's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Regardless of where I play it on the computer or on the phone, you're gonna hear it on the recording.
Okay.
But you,
so,
all right. Mr. Goody, are not going to hear it.
Okay.
So hang on. I gotta log in on Twitter, but I have a really complicated password. So, hey, what else is going on while I do this?
So I'm making Brussels sprouts right now.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh, and my daughter's back. Hey, Betty, just say hi. Sup, she says. So
sup.
She's here. So... yelling for Betty is going to be back.
Ah!
Betty, could you do me a favor?
Son of a... My phone just fell on the enter key. So
oh,
I got to
no.
start all over.
So I'm getting the Brussels sprouts out of the oven. So Betty is going to be holding my recorder. Just hold it up to my mouth, like right here.
Hello.
All right. So,
well,
I was gonna Brussels
say
sprouts.
Something to Betty, but I guess I'll just wait until the shouting for Betty moment at the very end.
Yeah, I would just wait.
Yeah. Why rush things?
So I'm taking.
All right. So
I'm taking the Brussels sprouts out of the oven.
You tweeted at me this.
All right.
What did your tweet say? I feel like Thought Gang was soul coughing before soul coughing.
Right. See, I'm not saying that they were. I'm saying that I feel like they were. I feel like Thought Gang was soul coughing before soul coughing.
And so Thought Gang is this Andre B guy from Twin Peaks?
Andre Badalamenti.
Okay.
Badalamenti, I think.
And is there something you want me to play of his?
Thought Gang, it's him. Yeah. Isn't there a link?
No, you didn't send me a link.
On the tweet above?
On the tweet above?
There's a tweet above. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're looking at it on the computer.
Yeah.
It might be difficult.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now I understand.
The computer didn't tell me that it was in reference to another one of your tweets, but if I click on it, then there it is. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to play this.
So Ben's going to play this. Watch out, babe, that's going to be hot. So you're listening to it now?
I am.
I want you to listen to the inflections that he puts on his words.
Okay, right now it's like the cello opening.
Mm-hmm.
The double bass riff.
I'm eating these Brussels sprouts.
He has yet to start singing. Groovy, though. I like it.
Yeah, you can hear kind of how the bass is similar, right?
Yeah.
Betty, you are going to have to go and stand over there for a second.
It's funny.
Like this girl I once knew.
His inflection. It's not so much. It's sort of like if someone tried to produce a soul coughing morphine fusion band. That's what I hear about that. Because he's got the beat poetry lyric style. But
yep.
Mark Sandman had a lot of that too in the Morphine songs.
But the
a little bit of
he's got
MC 900 Foot Jesus in there as well.
Okay, but you know his
turn that off.
Yeah. Like that Mike Dowdy sometimes does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's why I liked soul coughing so much, because I had heard this before I heard soul coughing.
Yeah.
And when I heard that song, it blew me away. I was like, this is the most amazing song I've heard. Maybe ever. But I have a new love.
What's your new love, Paul Goody?
There's a band called, I believe it's pronounced Zuzu.
How is it spelled?
X-I-U-X-I-U.
Shushu?
Maybe, yeah. Shushu? Is that how you would pronounce it?
I think if it's referencing Chinese, an XI mm-hmm. sound is pronounced sh.
So shushu?
Shushu. Shushu.
Well, whichever I trust you on this because you actually went to China.
That doesn't mean I learned the language. I mean, it's totally possible that because the few words that I know that begin with a QI that are pronounced with a sh sound are only mm-hmm. those words. You know, it's possible, and this band is pronounced differently. Because as we all know, English is a messed up language. Chinese may be a messed up language as well.
Well, all I know is April 2016, they put out an album where they cover the music of Twin Peaks. And it is great.
All right. Well, listeners, if you're still with us, welcome to week two of Paul Talks About Twin Peaks.
Man, I'll talk about Twin Peaks forever.
Yeah, I know you will.
Probably. I watched the entire thing.
Yeah. You know, I
went through the whole...
Maybe I just won't watch it just to annoy you.
It's possible. Jennifer refuses to watch some things that I like.
It'll just take me a couple years, you know, once you stopped talking about it. Hence how I was able to finally accept Game of Thrones into my heart.
Yeah. So we'll see how... how'd that turn out? Do you like it now? Is it a cool show?
Yeah.
Like it?
No, I do like it. I can't wait for the next season. I'm probably not going to read the books, but I can't wait for the next season, which is going to be like more than a year away from when
we
are recording.
I think we talked about
this. We probably did.
You and I went to the Egyptian and saw a big fan.
Yes,
when Patton Oswalt movie.
Patton Oswalt was in attendance.
He was in attendance, and there was hardly anybody there.
Nope. Because they were terrible at marketing this secret thing that they were doing.
God damn. I had a chance to talk to him, and what I asked is if he had ever heard of Game of Thrones, and if he knew there was going to be a TV show, and if he would be willing to audition for it, or if anybody had asked him to.
Who do you think Patton Oswalt would want to play in Game of Thrones?
Well, I suggested that he play Samwell Tarly.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Which, because I saw him as kind of a comedic character, but also a tragic character.
Yeah.
And the reason I asked it, and this is totally true, is because in Big Fan, you know, Patton Oswalt, who is a funny guy, is kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really sad things that happen in that. And you know who else is in that? Joe Garden.
Oh, is he? I did not know that.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So,
I went to the Mariners game on Tuesday. It was Bark at the Park night. So it was a night. It was a night when the Mariners invited dog owners to bring their dogs, and so Blair and I went, and we sat near the dog section, and it was a lot of fun. There were lots of puppies, lots of dogs. And,
now, you yourself do not have a dog.
No, we didn't have a dog. We just went to ogle and pet other people's dogs. As far as the game is concerned, it went into extra innings. At the 10th inning, I said, let's agree to just leave after the 12th inning if it's still not decided. Because, you know, work the next day. And by that point, it was about midnight. So we left the stadium at about midnight. And they were still playing. They finally won the game in the 15th inning. Game finally ended. I don't know what time it was. It was probably about 12:45 that time. If you were watching, they were playing the Detroit Tigers. If you were watching in Detroit, I think it was well after 2 a.m. If you were still paying attention to the game.
Yeah, you know, there was a time before I decided to move here that I was contemplating moving to Detroit.
Oh, yeah? Apparently, it's super cheap over there.
Well, they had this thing where if you wanted to be an artist in residence and your application was accepted, they would give you a house to live in.
An entire house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But...
would this house be habitable?
Oh, I assume. Oh boy, but I believe so.
Because I've seen some houses in Detroit, and they don't look like their plumbing works. Let alone having windows.
Well, in the same way, didn't they? I bet you this was in the news down there. Didn't a condemned house sell for like $500,000?
Oh yeah, that was
in Seattle
here.
Recently.
Yeah, that was in West Seattle.
Yeah. So.
That's,
come on, man.
That's more of a it's not what you live in, but where you live. You know, it's the, they say you should have the worst house on the best block as opposed to the best house on the worst block. It wasn't the house that sold for $500,000. It was the property. And so the eventual, but it was still, it's insane because if you bought the property for $500,000, you're going to spend another $500,000, if not more, to tear down the house and build a new one. Or
I remember when I was
in this case, townhome. So you'll have like 4 to 6 houses on the one single property.
Before I purchased the house in Highland Park, if you remember, there was that triangle lot by your Mr. House.
Yeah.
That I was thinking about buying.
Yeah. Somebody did eventually buy that and put a house on a triangular sized house on it.
Yeah, my idea was I was going to buy it and put a yurt on it, and we decided that that probably wouldn't fly with the city.
Yurt.
So
I just like saying yurt.
Oh, and then the other thing I was going to do was buy a barge. That was my other plan.
Not
they were selling a barge for like $20,000. I was going to buy that
barge, not a not a full houseboat. What would you put a tent on the barge? Right.
Well, I was going to buy a barge and have a cot in it. And Jennifer said that it was a good thing that that didn't happen.
Wait, you're going to buy the barge and have a cot?
Yeah, you know, and I would live inside the cargo space of the barge. You know.
Like you do.
As a,
yeah.
As a house, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing that didn't happen.
It is a good thing that didn't happen.
Because my wife would not be my wife right now.
Among other, other things.
She would be a woman who would have known, hey, I once knew this guy who lived on a barge. Can you believe it?
It's weird. In this alternate reality, I had this strange dream that I was married to him and had a child. I'd never marry a guy who lived on a barge.
Hey, I need to tell you about a funny dream that I had.
Tell me about your funny dream.
I had a dream that, and I never dreamed that much about political people.
Yeah.
But I had a dream that I was hired to do a photo shoot of Donald Trump.
Okay.
And he kept wanting to have pictures taken.
Which is funny because you're not
with his hand.
Professional photographer.
What's that?
I said that's funny because you're not a professional photographer.
No.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What was weird about it?
He wanted to take pictures with his hand really close to the camera so that by forced perspective, his hand would look really big.
Exactly.
And I was like, your face will be out of focus. And he's like, that's fine. And it ended up being a really good photo. And people really liked it.
I had a dream last night that I needed to find a costume that I used for a video shoot that I did 10 years ago. And these costumes were still at Mr. House, the place I used to live. And in the dream, I still had a key. And I went in and I set the alarm off and I knew the code. And I know what the code was in the dream. It was 5321. That was the alarm code for Mr. House. Mr. House does not have an alarm for anybody who's... oh, no, wait, it does, and that is not the code. Don't break into that house or you'll get caught. I just thought it was weird because I rarely remember things that I dream in the morning, but there are some things that just kind of stick with you, and for whatever reason, the fake alarm code in this house that stood in for this place I used to live was 5321.
Oh, it's funny. Last night I had a dream. Do you remember how I told you about that time that guy was trying to push past me?
Yes.
When I was waiting in line?
Yeah.
Okay. Last night I had a dream that I was in a bookstore, and this kid came up and started punching me.
That's a rough bookstore.
Like, pushed him over?
Wait. Let me guess the name of the bookstore where the kid punched you. Was it Powell's?
Oh, man. I don't believe so.
Dang it.
I like it, though.
Go on.
So the big thing was that I got arrested, like, immediately. There was a guy there.
Oh.
who arrested me for pushing him over. And I said, who is his dad? In reference to the kid.
How old was this kid in your dream?
Oh, he was like 12.
Okay.
12 or 13. Like, he was a younger kid, right?
Yeah.
And I had just made this logical leap that the only reason that he was able to punch people and get away with it was that his dad owned the bookstore.
Yep. Entitled little brat.
And then I woke up and I was frustrated.
Yeah. You ever just get mad at someone because of something they did in your dream through no fault of their
own? Yeah, I've also fallen in love with someone in a dream.
Oh, well, there you go. Wait, does that carry over into real life for you?
It did, yeah.
Wow.
But the problem is that person in the dream was a fake person.
Convenient.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. As opposed to it being somebody that you knew.
I've woken up mad at real people in dreams before. That is, you know, a 100% actual thing.
Right. I can't say that I've ever woken up mad at someone. Still mad in the real life for being mad at them in the dreams. I have gotten upset with people in dreams, and when I woke up, I had to wonder why I felt that way. Like, was there something they did recently that irritated me, and so that's my brain's way of just working it out.
Well, you know my belief about dreams.
There are maybe alternate dimension memories.
No. I think that dreams are the real world, and that the world we live in now is a simulation.
It's like that Doctor Who episode.
Wait, what?
There's a Doctor Who episode where they fell asleep in dream. They fell asleep. They didn't fall asleep. They were like put to sleep by some alien, and the dreams were the real experiences. And so, but the problem was, in their dreams, when they woke up, their dream self went to sleep and thus were at danger from the monsters that were coming after them.
Gotcha.
So they could not wake up in the real life, otherwise they'd be susceptible to these dream monsters.
Well, this is the way I figured it, right?
Yeah.
You think about the difference between a video game and reality, okay?
Okay.
In a video game, stuff makes a lot less sense. I mean, sorry, stuff makes a lot more sense. There are fewer choices. You know, you're kind of locked into you can only move forward or backward.
Yeah.
You have what you can do with the A button, the B button, all that. Well, in a dream,
you have objectives.
In a dream, your powers are enhanced, you know, and stuff is confusing because it's always shifting and you kind of have to pay attention, right?
Right.
So, dreams being more complicated than reality would be more real than reality by that logic, is my idea.
More complicated means more real?
Yes. The more complicated something is, the more real it is.
Like,
as an example.
Okay.
Let's just think about it, right? Pong versus table tennis.
Do you not think Pong is more complicated than table tennis?
Wait, you think Pong is more complicated than table tennis?
I do think Pong is more complicated than table tennis, and I'll tell you why.
How?
With Pong,
yeah.
you need a central processor, you need algorithms, you need input.
Oh, no, I'm talking experience.
With table tennis,
you just
need a table and a ball.
Experientially.
Experientially. Ah, there's the rub.
And also, I don't know, man. In table tennis, you have to have, you know, three dimensions. and the ability to counteract air resistance and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't think that having a full experience, like a full 3D experience where you are using your entire body is you don't think that's less intuitive than figuring out how to work a Pong controller and judging what a computer thinks physics means?
We'll see, Ben.
Paul.
You're doing something that I hadn't anticipated.
What's that?
You're bringing the physical reality of Pong into my analogy. Which is crazy. But true. Okay, let's look at it this way. A stick figure versus a person.
Well, for the stick figure, you need to know how to draw a person, and you need to know how to work a pencil.
All right.
I do.
Answer the question, Mr. Goody. Oh.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, so... So the idea is that there are more constraints in our three-dimensional physical reality than there are constraints in our experiences that we have when dreaming.
This is true. Physics often don't partake in dreams. It's just our perception of physics, our perception of color, our perception of taste, touch, and smell. So those perceptions can be expanded upon. They can be messed with, if you will, because I can't think of a proper word. Yeah.
Can I tell you, Ben, that eating an entire bowl of Brussels sprouts is not a good idea? An entire bag of Brussels sprouts?
Did you cook them? Or are you eating them raw?
Yeah, I did.
You cooked them. All right, because you were taking them out of the oven. Did you just roasted them?
Kind of. I put them in the microwave, and then I roasted them.
Yeah.
To reduce the cooking time.
I bought a hat.
You bought a hat?
I bought a hat. I bought a Seattle Mariners hat with the same logo as the one that they had when I was a kid. And I tried it on two different sizes. I tried on, because it wasn't one of those adjustable hats. It was like one size fits one. And but they had different sizes. And I tried on two different sizes. And my head was, you know, the hat was too small for my head at one size and slightly too large for the other one. So I looked up how to resize a hat. And you need to, like, you don't put it in the washer and dryer. You run it under hot water, you put like laundry soap on it, and you wash it that way. But then you stick it in the oven. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about putting my hat in the oven.
Well, you better do it. Or else, it's going to be...
Ultimately, it's...
No size fits Ben.
To dry, I know, after paying like $30 for a hat.
That's just crazy talk. It sounds like you got screwed, man.
Roasting my hat. I gotta bake it.
Oh, man.
How many Brussels sprouts
I don't know.
Are you eating?
What? 20?
20?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that your dinner?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You heard it here first, friends. I'm the climber. So... As you know, Betty and Jennifer are back, but...
I assumed, seeing as how Betty was in the room.
I think I've asked you this before. What gaming system do you have?
I have a Nintendo Wii. I have a first-generation Wii.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct, Ben. Good job.
What do I win?
A Nintendo Wii, first generation.
Damn it!
Check by your TV. It's right there.
Oh, hey, look. Good job hooking it up.
So.
Can't remember the last time I turned it on.
So I have purchased No Man's Sky.
I hear it's popular.
And I've discovered some things, and I believe I'm going to be able to use it to buy a new ship.
I take it that's an in-game ship.
Yes.
Awesome.
And let me tell you, Ben, there's nothing more exciting than hearing me talk about a video game that you've never seen. So let's move on to something. So I have a pet peeve, Ben.
What's your pet peeve, Paul?
And it's funny, I wrote about it, and then good old Donald Trump, who I mentioned too often, in my opinion.
Well, he's in the news a lot these days.
On his podcast. Gave a great example of it. And the thing that I hate is when someone, and I think I might have talked about this on the podcast before, but I'm going to talk about it again because it really, really bugged the heck out of me.
When someone calls for the assassination of their political opponent?
Well, you're close. When someone says something in such a way that if it's received badly, they can dial it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's done that a couple times where he says something that is sort of like is a coded message to those who want to hear what he's saying.
Like, I've come up with something, and if he does it, I will be a big I told you so. That eventually he's going to say to Hillary Clinton during a debate, "You're a real cant, C-A-N-T."
A real what?
But he's going to say it.
A real what?
Cant, C-A-N apostrophe T, right? And everyone's going to say, "You know what he said." And he's going to be like, "What? Yeah. I didn't say it." So I hate that. But here's, like, this is one of the examples.
What a silly bunt.
I'm not going to say where I met this person.
Uh-oh.
I will say that it's not someone that you know.
Oh, good.
But there was a guy who I was working with at one point in time when I was living in Seattle.
Okay.
Who?
Is it Zach Lewis? It's Zach Lewis, isn't it?
No, it's not Zach Lewis. Oh. It's no one that you know.
Dang it.
No one that you know. Well, I'm just trying not to give any identifying information.
Okay.
So, this guy is no one that you know.
Is his name John?
But, no. Luckily, I don't even remember what his name is. So, even if somebody
asked anyways, me, nobody I know. What did he say to you?
It was, we were in a group of people, right? And we were all working. And he goes, "Hey, guys, you know what would be funny? If we went out and paid a woman to have sex with us."
What?
And then he kept on working. And then, and it was me and some people who are younger than me and some people are older. And sure enough, one of the younger guys was like, do you know anybody like that? And he was like, "Well, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that be weird though? That'd be a fun Friday night."
Well, let me ask you something.
And
I
realized,
did he say this to
trolling?
Did he say this to a group of guys?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a group of all guys, and I realized, you know, as I saw this happening, that he was trolling for customers in a sex thing that he was doing, in my opinion.
You think he was a part-time pimp?
I think he was a part-time pimp. And the guy who was kind of interested, I took him aside. I was like, "Hey, man, don't do that."
Yeah. A of all, illegal,
and
B of all.
It just so happened
that
I did not work with them again at the time. But now that I'm older and a little smarter.
A little wiser.
I should have written that guy's name down, you know?
For those times in your life when you were feeling just a little too lonely?
No. Just in case anything were to happen, like woman disappears, whatever. Go to the cops and say, "Hey, nothing for nothing, but look into this guy. Maybe he might know somebody who has something." Because here's the thing, Ben. Casual sex trafficking isn't like a thing, I wouldn't think. You know what I mean? That seems to me to be like you're either in or you're out situation. You're either somewhat connected to some really bad people,
right,
or else you're not, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty.
I think pegging someone pegging someone who made a weird offhand comment that you took in a certain way is a bit of a leap to suddenly connect them to missing persons.
I don't know. Maybe so. This is why I have you, Ben. You're my more calm, collected self. But here's the thing. This is the deal. I think about that time, that any time that this kind of stuff happens. You know, like, did you see already the Obama founded ISIS thing?
I heard about it, but I did not see any. Like, I just saw the headline says Trump says Obama founded ISIS.
And it's great because there's a clip of him saying he founded it. He founded ISIS. He's the founder of it. He's the like
he registered them as a 501c3.
There is no way for him to say that he didn't say it. And I think the reason he's doing it is just so that he can walk it back and see everybody give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, the dude will contradict himself constantly and then mm-hmm. say he didn't, when called out, he says he never said that. I never said that. We have tape of it.
I didn't say it.
No, I didn't say that. You're taking it the wrong way. I didn't say it.
So, the big issue right now, people are talking about the debates. Oh, you know, what's he going to do with the debates, right? All that.
Let's pretend really, Hillary has Parkinson's to avoid the debates.
The thing I'm thinking that's going to happen if he does actually debate her.
Yeah.
The one is you're a can't is one of them. You know, and then he's going to explain that he meant that she can't do things, or she tells people that they can't do something. Whatever.
I'm a can-do guy.
I think that he's actually going to, at some point in time in a debate, just tell her to shut up.
Yeah.
Or call her a name or do something.
Constantly call her a crooked Hillary.
Yeah, and never answer anything.
No.
And yet people will still... It's one of those things of I think we've turned a corner that we may not be able to ever circle back around. I don't know how to,
so
how
one,
to change
we turned
that
a corner onto
metaphor.
A one-way street
we,
that leads into a dead-end alley and, with spikes and monsters.
Exactly. But just there's a good chance that we're not going to get back to a time where there wasn't a crazy spectacle, outrageous aspect to politics. Now that's not to say that there wasn't before. There always has been.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well,
but it's just that the parameters keep shifting a little bit.
Yeah, but if you read about some of the debates that like the founding fathers had, or some of the mm-hmm. things that happened back then, I mean, it's things got crazy long time ago, which seems insane.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're getting old enough now where some of the people back then would have seemed like nuts to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, think about how many times in like the 50s or whatever, some guy would just punch some guy in the face for no reason.
Well, there was
or not for
probably
no reason,
a reason.
But they were just mad at him.
Yeah.
And then they slug somebody. That doesn't happen that much, at least not in my workplace. I don't know. Maybe it's different for you.
I saw footage of Buzz Aldrin punching a moon landing denier. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
That was crazy. So here's what's going on. No Man's Sky. Lots of times there's absolutely no internet connection to it. And then other times there is. And right now, that's exactly what's happening.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So you yourself have no internet connection, or the game won't connect, or what's going on?
The game doesn't. And I think it's because so many people play it, right?
Oh, so like the game servers are busy.
Yeah, and so what I'm doing is I'm naming all of my stuff Lithuanian names because I'm pretty cool like
to
that.
To just piss it off. So
Wait, have you played
No Man's Sky, buddy? You're playing the game while you're recording this?
I'm playing
I'm not playing the game while I... Well, sort of. I guess... Let me put it this way, Ben.
I'm not playing the game. I'm just setting up my characters.
No,
totally different
exactly.
things.
I'm not playing the game. I'm just renaming stuff. That's totally different. You know what I like, Ben? It's being...
Brussels sprouts?
I like being Brussels sprouts, Ben. Have you ever been Brussels sprouts, Ben? Ben,
I haven't earned my Brussels sprouts badge.
You haven't earned your never?
I can never be Brussels sprouts.
Well, you know what you should do, Ben? You should try anyway. Give it your best shot. Because you know what?
No, I'm too old.
I believe in you.
I'm too old.
And if you're a tiny... If you... Look, start slow. Become a tiny cabbage first. That's almost the same thing. Wait, is it... Let me ask you a question, Ben. Is it the multiple thing that's a problem? Like, you don't think you can be... You can maybe be a Brussels sprout, but you can't be Brussels sprouts?
Oh, it's too much pressure to be multiple Brussels sprouts.
Well, you know, I believe in you, but you know what else I believe in? People.
You believe in people? Well, you're...
I think people exist.
I've seen them. No, you haven't. Yes, I have.
But, you know, there is a problem, and I'll tell you what it is. Jennifer has mentioned this on many occasions. For a while, I thought that people were actually robots. And not like robots, like they're made of metal robots, but that they were biological robots. Like they didn't have any consciousness. They just had systems that they did.
Well, some people appear that way, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you know what I say about that? I say,
beep, boop, bop,
I don't like it. Hey, wait. What was that, Ben?
Do you know what I say about people being robots? Beep, boop, bop, boop,
oh,
beep.
Oh, no. I knew it. Dang it. You can't, Ben. You can't. Stop it.
Can't? What did you call me?
Mr. Callback. Ben Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. So
what is this about?
What did I see? Did I?
What?
Wait, what about Master Callback?
Oh, okay. Ben... It's time to explain comedy to Betty.
All right, here's a new segment on the Goody Lawrence podcast, explaining
right.
comedy to a 10-year-old. Here we go.
Okay, here, stick Ben in your ear, Betty.
Oh, geez, do I have to do this?
Yeah. All right, so here's what we're talking about. We're talking about callbacks.
What are callbacks?
Okay, so when you make a joke, mm-hmm. and it's sort of funny,
yeah.
some things that people like to do mm-hmm. is later on, they like to tell the same joke.
Oh.
In a way that makes it funnier. Because people like hearing things that they already heard.
And it's...
So what callback did Ben use?
tell you when you're older.
So a lot...
However.
No. She's old enough. So,
I'm 10 now.
So Betty, what is the word... What could the word can't maybe sound like?
Oh, dear
a bad
God,
word.
Please don't.
You don't have to say
no.
It.
Seriously?
Oh, hey, this is something, Ben, that we won't go into. I can hear you being the voice of reason. Let's not do it. But here's something that is totally true. A long time ago, I told Betty that the C word, because somebody said, and then she said the C word, and Betty said, what's the C word? And I said... The C word is cowboy. And I still like that idea. You're being a real cowboy right now.
Yeah. I will use that a lot.
Okay, now Betty, we're doing that. Ben, let's talk about something really quick.
Okay.
Did you Ben, what did you do last weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
Last weekend. Oh, dear God. What did I do last weekend? I don't remember. I did things. I slept in, maybe. I don't know. Stop. Get off my back. Wait.
I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to make you upset. I was being a real cowboy. See, and that, Betty, is a callback. Because we've established that cowboy is
wait,
funny.
Wait,
and then,
Dad, what did you say?
I said that I'm sorry. I was being a real cowboy right there.
No, before that.
What?
Like,
Sorry, Ben.
No, before that, like, the question that you asked.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh my gosh, just ask.
Nope, not going to.
Why?
Not going to. Oh, hey, Ben.
Yes, Paul. Hey, what's happening?
You know what's fun?
What's fun?
I like juggling. Juggling's pretty fun. Can you juggle, Ben?
Only like two or three times, and then I just drop all the balls.
Ben drops all the balls.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah. But what about you, Betty? Can you juggle?
Sorta.
And what
I'll
do you
just
mean by-
say that. Sorta.
Sorta.
Can I ask you a question,
Betty?
Sorta
juggle.
When you sort of juggle, do you basically keep throwing the balls up in the air and laughing really loud?
Wait, I'll give you an example of my juggling.
Okay,
Dad.
This is gonna be great for the home listener.
Yeah, it's even for me because I can't see it either.
All right, I will describe to you exactly what's happening. So Betty has laughed and exited the room.
Okay, good. So moving on.
Okay, so. We never got a.
I don't want to be a real cowboy here, but.
Okay, sure.
Oh, okay, so Betty has three balls, and she's laughing. Betty has three balls. Come on, stop it.
That's why she's laughing.
You.
All this innuendo.
I'm sorry.
Come on. I can't believe it.
How do you break into a house?
No.
Innuendo.
Okay, well, anyway.
Innuendo out the other.
Yay.
Hey, come on. What?
Okay.
All right, so
let's try this.
So she's okay, and she's just dropped all of them on the floor,
and the chandelier is broken.
She's running after them. Okay, great job, thanks, buddy.
Yay,
go ahead,
okay.
Put those balls away.
Yeah.
Gold medal.
Okay, let's just try with two of the.
Oh yeah, as I forgot to mention
circular
this.
Circular objects.
Oh yes, the circular objects. That's a nice way to put it. See.
Hey, Paul. Have you
Jennifer
been,
was mentioning.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
No, I'm not. And here's the way. Let me talk about this. This is an episode of How Dare You, but I'm the focus on this. I am what's known as a cord cutter. I do not have cable television. NBC is owned by Comcast. Now, I can't say whether or not this is related, but NBC will not allow you to stream their Olympics unless you have a cable subscription.
Ah, yes, because NBC paid $1.2 billion for the privilege of broadcasting the Olympics. I'm part of this How Dare You. I have not seen the Olympics either.
However, my wife is... My wife... no, see, no! No! I won't do it.
Here's another.
And I did it.
Oh, man.
Cause, no, Comedy Bang Bang, they do it all the time.
I've seen that movie once, and I did not particularly enjoy it.
Oh, Betty saw it when she was a baby.
Did she? Does she remember it?
Yeah, we laid down a blanket, and let her crawl around on the floor of the movie theater. And people were into it.
Guys were terrible parents.
We were doing the best we could.
A movie theater floor is the worst. But even if you put a blanket down,
there was a blanket on it.
It doesn't matter. Babies don't stick to the blanket. They go off the blankets.
She wasn't a baby.
The worst.
She was a, I don't know what.
Worst
toddler
floor experience.
Yeah. So, but the big thing is that she has been reading about and listening to things about the Olympics.
Yeah.
And she has mentioned that there is a woman who competes in the Olympics. She is a trampolinist, and her name, and she's from China, and her name is Ding Dong. Betty, that is not.
I not for that reason.
Oh. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Her name,
her name. I did not.
Is
Aval?
It is unfortunate.
But okay, today I learned trampolining is an Olympic sport.
China.
Yes, apparently it is. And it's not part of gymnastics. I was wrong.
What? That's exactly where I was going. I thought it might have been like a, you know, some gymnasts use the balance bar, some use a trampoline.
Thing.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
That's I hadn't heard of that.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Man. That's
somebody who I'm wondering about. Tom Wisely, how's he doing?
He's doing good, actually. Yeah,
Tom Wisely is a director that Ben and I we met when we were casting his show. Pretty much, I mean, we sort of saw each other once or twice before.
Yeah, but we became friends when we were doing that show.
Yeah, exactly.
When we would drive out,
and we were listening to Soul Coughing.
Exactly, drive out to Sandpoint in my little red truck, singing along to Soul Coughing.
Sing along to Soul Coughing with your friend. Mike Dowdy. hey, boys and girls.
I did see another quote funny name from the
Olympus
Rolls. It is, I don't know where this gentleman is from. I'm guessing Korea. But his name was Kim U-Y-O-O Suk. S-U-K.
Mm.
Kim U Suk.
Well, you know. Oh, see, now that's not good for him.
Well, from a Westerner standpoint, it's pretty funny. But in his culture, I'm sure it's quite noble.
Yeah, we're dumb. Have I mentioned that? I mean, people in general, but you and I in particular,
we can
be dumb. Thank goodness that apologizing is something that exists in the world, because we made some mistakes, Ben, and we still do. And you know what? That's okay, I think.
If we've made a mistake and you'd like to correct us, you can email us at bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Anybody.
You cowboy. What? So.
I have a glass of water.
Oh, Betty has a small glass of water. And look at what time it is, Ben.
I'm going to register the Gmail don'tbeacowboy@gmail.com.
Are you really?
Well, maybe I'll make that the new podcast email.
It's 6:52 Western time.
I'm a real cowboy.
I love your other one too. So,
I want to be a cowboy.
What?
No, it's time now for shouting for Betty.
You mean yelling for Betty?
Oh yeah, yelling for Betty. Betty!
I'm right here.
Betty!
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Come on over.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I know, but you have to be closer to the mic.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, Ben, it's a pretty big day.
This petulance is just going to get worse the older she gets.
Why is it a pretty big day?
Because on Tuesday, Betty is going to be a fifth grader.
Fifth grade? Wow.
Yeah. And so here's something that I thought that we could do is we could tell Betty what our experiences in fifth grade were like.
Okay.
And I'm going to start.
Okay.
When I was in fifth grade, Mr. Shadel dumped my desk out in front of the entire class because it was too dirty. He also stood on his desk and said, "You guys are driving me crazy." To our class, and then this is the worst thing, right?
Yeah.
I had to stay after school because I was bad, and I said that I wanted to use the computer, and he said, "Oh, you want to use the computer? Well, go right ahead." And so I used the computer, and then the principal asked me what I was doing using the computer, and I said that Mr. Shadel said that I could use it, and then you know what Mr. Shadel said? He said, "I never told him that."
What?
And Betty, that's something I want to tell you. Adults can lie to you.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I'll take that into consideration.
So you're not going to try to instill some sort of optimism or positivity into this future schooling? You're going to just try to set Betty up for lowered expectations? Fifth grade.
What do you think, Betty?
Fifth grade is not a terrible thing. In fact, I really liked the fifth grade. My teacher, Mrs. Day,
was one of the better teachers that, I had. And do you know why? Because she actually treated us as adults. She and not children. Which was something.
She made you join the army.
She made us join the army. She, exactly. She did all the things that adults do to other adults. She backstabbed us. She manipulated us into thinking the way that she went.
I'm shaking my head no at Betty.
I'm joking. But what I mean by that, is that she gave us lots of homework and she expected us to do it, but it wasn't, I mean, it was all about accountability. It was all about preparing us for the next stage of our life, because in the fifth grade, you are embarking on the next stage of your life, because depending on what school you're going to, you might be going into junior high or middle school. What's the grades?
What comes after fifth grade for you, Betty?
Probably middle school.
I believe so.
Middle school? Yeah, so right. Your middle school is like sixth, seventh, and eighth grades?
I think so.
Yeah. My school was, my middle school was only seventh and eighth. So my elementary school went up to six, but also at that age you are growing a lot, and get ready for. I mean, who knows? It's different everywhere, of course. But I just look back on fifth grade as being one of those times where it kind of it was instilled to me. Oh yeah, we're people, and we have to act like people, and not be jerks.
What do you think about that, Bay?
If there's
one word.
If there's one thing I want to say,
wow.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk, Bay.
Don't be a jerk.
Mm-hmm. I will not try to be a jerk.
Wait, what? Was that a double negative? You won't not try?
No, she will not try to be a jerk.
Ah, gotcha. Cool.
So she'll succeed or she won't be one at all. One of those two. It's not her intention.
Well, we're
to attempt...
all jerks at some time.
Yeah, we are all jerks at some time. And you know, Ben,
usually when we're 20. At least that's what Mom keeps telling me.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, actually. 20-year-olds
are pretty big jerks, I will admit.
Speaking about which, Ben, I have a new podcast to recommend to you.
Okay.
New podcast recommendation. It's called The Next Level.
Okay.
Chris Tallman, who is a very great improviser and actor. What he does is he finds somebody that he likes. He talks to them about stuff that they both like.
Yeah.
And then he asks them to pick somebody that they want to have a conversation with. And then he and that person interview the other person that person likes. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So in the first episode, for instance, he talks to Paul F. Tompkins.
Ah, it's all starting to come together.
And then Paul F. Tompkins and he talked to Brian Fuller, who did Hannibal.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
And some other stuff. So I highly recommend it. It's a pretty good podcast. I've only seen or listened to one episode, but I really liked it.
Excellent.
Is it okay if I put this thing back in your ear now?
Yep. All right. Say bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You're raising her right is all I got to say.
Hey, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it is what I say.
Well, you know.
All right. Well, we're.
As long as she does not grow up to be a real cowboy.
We've got about three more minutes, and so it's time for a segment that I like to call It's Jennifer.
Oh, God.
Because Jennifer just came in. Hey, Jennifer. I need to ask you something. Could you please come over here?
If she's walking away with purpose, then let her
Jennifer's
walk away.
My mom.
No. She's approaching apprehensively.
There's probably
I'm trying not to
reason.
Use all of the swears.
She's trying not to swear. Okay, Jennifer, I need
For
you.
For example, what the country? That was what I was thinking.
Sorry, Ben. Don't be a cowboy, Jennifer.
I'm not. I'm Batman.
She is Batman. So, Jennifer, here's the thing. I said something to Ben, and I want you to confirm that this is true.
Okay.
In the Olympics.
Ah, crap.
Olympics.
Right now.
Right now.
There is a trampoline person from China. She is a woman.
No. No. You misunder.
Oh.
You misunderestimated me. No. This is 2012.
Oh, 2012. London. Oh, that's... I'm sorry.
I cannot watch the Olympics.
Right. Callback. Not really, but sort of.
This year?
Right.
I will be able to watch it next year.
Yes.
When they release all of... Or, like, probably later this year. But, no, I am Olympic starved. I have no access to the Rio 2016 Olympics.
So you are watching... I'm sorry that I was wrong about this, Ben. So you're watching...
And it is not a woman on the team for China at the 2012 London Olympics. It is, in fact, a coach for the female Chinese trampoline Olympic team.
Named
London 2012, named Dang Dong.
Wait, is it Dang Dong or Ding Dong?
Dang Dong.
I got all this wrong.
Who is in no way from Hong Kong.
Dang Dong is better than Ding Dong, in my opinion, as far as names go.
Is not from Hong Kong and has no relation whatsoever to King Kong or Ping Pong.
Okay.
At this time...
Just got to take it to a whole new level.
At this time, Ben, I need to tell you something.
Okay.
My friend Andy...
Who's
Betty's friend's dad?
Yeah.
Once.
Also, you're welcome. Good night.
Thank you. Oh, Ben. Also, the name of this episode is Dang Dong.
Dang Dong.
So Ben wrote. Sorry, Ben. Huh, that's you. My friend Andy drew a picture and wrote a thing that says, "King Kong plays ping pong with his ding dong."
Yes, that's it. Oh, I've heard that before.
You've heard that before, but what you don't know is that the picture that he drew to go with it had the net for ping pong over King Kong's torso, so he wasn't hitting the ping pong ball with his ding dong. He was actually competing against his ding dong.
Oh my god! That's not. No, no.
And so.
That is not a good image. No, 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 no.
Once again, no, stellar no, parenting.
Yeah,
hey, Betty,
I can't wait for Betty's tell all when she's old enough.
I mean
about 14, 15, and has her own computer.
No, that was almost as bad as that one. Company Bang Bang episode. Oh my god.
Okay. I think now's a good time to go.
Yeah, probably.
So, Ben.
Paul.
Thanks a lot for talking to me again. Wait, I miss you.
Yeah, what was it? Wait, what's that? Oh, Dang Dong. That's it. Okay, I got to write that
dang
down.
Dang Dong. That's right.
All right.
And hey, look it up, too. Look it up if you can. And
well,
And when I say look it up, I mean look up the Olympics.
Yeah, not gonna
2012.
Not gonna do that. Oh, I was gonna say okay. Something, but I forgot what it was. But it'll have to wait until next week. So
all right,
and
I don't know. Maybe that'll be a good name for the first Glitcher album of 2020 or something.
Dang
like that.
Dong,
Dang Dong. I love Dang Dong. I'm gonna say it forever.
It
now.
It just sounds like we're being mean, man.
I don't mean for it to sound like we're being mean. I really like the.
No.
Okay.
No.
I fully traumatized the child.
Okay.
This is great. This went so well, Ben.
Yeah.
I can't believe how good this
awesome.
Went.
Awesome. All right.
I'll talk to you later, Ben.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. All right. Betty, I'm really sorry. Hey, could you help me? I'm trying to turn this off.
No.
No?
Okay, well, let me...